This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. As scientists struggle to learn more about the coronavirus, bad information is filling spaces where people don't quite have answers yet. Scammers are luring anxious people into spending money on false medical products. Nick Hanna is the top federal prosecutor for the Central District of California.
We do want to send a message that we are out in force. We're going to be aggressive on people who try to take advantage of the current situation. And, you know, we are not going to be lenient about it.
We're joined now by Tom Dreisbach, an investigative reporter with NPR's Embedded podcast. He has been looking into a California company claiming to sell test kits. And that reporting has gotten the attention of Congress and law enforcement. Tom, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
So your reporting followed the source of a company that was claiming to be doing at-home COVID-19 tests. Tell us about them.
Right. This is a company called the Wellness Matrix Group here in California. About a week ago, they were selling online what they claimed were at-home test kits that were FDA approved, only $49.95. I called company representatives. They insisted to me they had FDA approval. But when I pressed for details, they could not provide any convincing evidence to back that up. Now, the FDA itself confirmed to me repeatedly they have not approved any at-home test kits. We spoke to more than a half dozen people who bought the tests. They say they never received anything in the mail, now more than 10 days after ordering. And in response to our reporting, members of Congress with the House Oversight Committee sent the company a letter with a series of questions. The LA City Attorney here in Los Angeles asked them to cease and desist any sales of home tests. Now, finally, just today, this afternoon, after we've been asking questions for days, the company began claiming it never intended to sell at-home tests. It claims it's offering full refunds. But I have a lot of questions about that statement, so we're going to keep reporting.
There's a lot of information there, but one thing that I think would be really helpful to underscore for listeners is that the FDA has not approved any at-home testing to be sold directly to consumers. So anyone seeing those kinds of ads can just assume off the bat that it's a scam.
Yes, we cannot stress this enough. The FDA says it has not approved any at-home testing. If you see anyone selling a supposedly at-home COVID-19 test, you should know it does not have FDA approval. Now, the agency says they absolutely see a value in thinking about and pursuing at-home testing at some point, but they need to make sure it actually works. And because getting a false positive or false negative could really have bad consequences for people's health.
Well, we have one of the people who bought a test from this company on the line with us now, Chelsea Gooden. Welcome to the program, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. You guys are heroes, because when we kind of learned about this, we had no recourse, except you guys have done so well.
Well, how did you learn about it? I mean, I assume you saw an ad for the test, you bought it, and then what happened?
Well, we kind of got it through a friend group, friend of a friend, like, hey, here's an inside track to this test that hasn't gone public yet. You can get in on it first. It's FDA approved, at home testing. And we just got sucked into it. You know, everyone was feeling fear. You know, we've been hearing how there's no tests available, and I was feeling even symptoms, and we just got sucked into the frenzy of it. And I usually pride myself as a person who researches things and wouldn't normally be sucked into something like that.
And when did you get the impression that maybe this was not all that it claimed to be?
Well, just a day or two later, we started reading, I was reading news, and I found out, oh, there's these people scamming for tests. And so that's when we all started sleuthing around. Our friends did, our amazing friend PJ did a lot of sleuthing, and we connected with NPR, and we've now since learned so much more and feel so taken advantage of.
And are you expecting to get your money back?
Well, you know, we called our credit card company, who was on the case also, and said they're going to look into it and get credit back. So that's been a really good outlet for us. And I intend on going through the whole refund process. But, I mean, everything about it seems so ridiculous now. It's hard not to look back and feel silly about getting sucked in.
Well, Chelsea, we appreciate your telling us your story so others don't get sucked in as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Tom, it seems like these sorts of scams pop up whenever there's a crisis. Is there a general rule of thumb that people can use to not fall victim?
Well, I think one of the things I heard from people who had bought these tests was really trust your gut, that they had an instinct when they saw the website that said, this doesn't feel quite right. Maybe when you see these sites, take a moment, check with legitimate public health sources, your state and local health authorities, the FDA itself, and make sure that the information you're getting is coming from legitimate sources.
Tom Dreisbach is an investigative reporter with NPR's Embedded podcast. We appreciate you digging into this and sharing your reporting with us, and we'll look forward to seeing where it goes next.
Thanks, Ari. Appreciate it.
Every evening, we have been trying to end this program with something uplifting. And I don't follow many celebrities on social media, but in the last few weeks, there have been two performers of a certain age whose Instagram accounts have brought me a lot of joy. You remember Charo, the flamenco guitarist who popularized the phrase coochie coochie? Well, she has been doing broadcasts from her home in Beverly Hills. In one, she teaches you how to create your own toilet paper using a roll of paper towels and a bread knife. In another, she offers a suggestion for what to do in this time of social quarantine when you want to hug someone.
I want to kiss everybody and hug everybody. No, anymore. Even if it is your baby daddy lover, or your partner, or your future lover, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever, your neighbor. No. Before you hug it, count 6 feet back. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco y seis. And then you say, ¿cómo estás?
On the other side of the country, there is Leslie Jordan. The short, southern, flamboyant actor is cooped up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Welcome to Pillow Talk by Leslie Jordan. Today's story is about Betty White. I was hired one time on Boston Legal, and the other co-star was Miss Betty White. She said, how many episodes have you been hired for? I said, five. She said, me too. I'm going to kill you, or you're going to kill me. Sure enough, episode five, she walloped the bejesus out of me with a skillet.
He makes these pillow talk videos and also exercise videos where he shows how to use a back scratcher to do things like scratch your back. And then sometimes he just channels what so many of us are feeling.
It's still March. How many days in March? When is April gonna get here?
Well, my friends, we've made it to the end of March. You might have noticed that tomorrow's April Fool's Day, and this year NPR is going to skip our tradition of embedding a ridiculous made-up news story somewhere in the broadcast. But here at the National Conversation, we want to know about the good-natured pranks that you are planning to play on the people you are quarantined with. Tell us at npr.org/nationalconversation or let us know on social media with the hashtag NPRConversation. My co-host Michelle Martin will be here in the host seat tomorrow. I'm Ari Shapiro. Thanks for listening. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.